Here's a story about how another country is dealing with immigration. Many foreign workers in Spain are enjoying a new legal status. More than 500,000 benefited from an amnesty granted last year. It offered a residence visa and a work permit. That has not stopped the flow of immigrants to Spain. And as Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid, many are taking even greater risks to enter the country.
La Moraleja is the place to live for the wealthy of Madrid. The fences here are so high that you can't even see the mansions behind them. At a bus stop, there are only foreigners waiting. Margarita Valle, a Guatemalan, is going home after a day's work taking care of an elderly resident of La Moraleja. Valle came to Spain 2 months ago after spending 4 years in the United States.
I was working in Chicago, and things didn't go well for me in the United States, because there's more discrimination than here. Spaniards are friendly, they're considerate, and the language makes a big difference.
Spain has become one of the world's top destinations for migrants. According to the United Nations, the numbers have nearly tripled in the last 5 years. That's compared to a 10% increase over the same period in the United States. To qualify for last year's amnesty here in Spain, applicants had to have a job offer and prove they'd been in the country 6 months. Latin Americans account for more than half of those granted working papers. One of them is Rafael Marin. He's a construction worker from Ecuador who is also waiting at the bus stop.
With papers, instead of your boss setting the terms, you do it. You don't live with that fear anymore, that they're going to fire you or that you won't get your vacation days paid. If you have papers and they try to do that, you just go and look for another job.
The Spanish government says payments from the new legal residents have given a much-needed financial boost to the social security system. In Spain, social security includes universal health coverage, unemployment benefits, and retirement pensions. Ricard Sandel is an immigration expert at the Royal Elcano Institute in Madrid. He says the amnesty was only a temporary solution.
When you have a problem and it becomes so large that you have about 800,000 people in the country, you would like to get rid of that problem. And the best way to do that has been to let's legalize them. But it's just to start over a clean sheet again.
Sandel notes that Spain has decreed several amnesties in the last decade or so. But he says the migrants keep on coming because of the abundance of black market jobs here, especially domestic servants and construction workers. There are construction sites everywhere you go in Madrid. And John Aze of Benin hopes for a job on one of them. But for now, he's begging on the street. He arrived by boat 4 months ago and hopes he'll eventually qualify for a work permit.
I pray to God so that they will give me my own, so that I will be free, working like others, you know.
Thousands of Africans like John Aze are still trying to reach Spain. Ever since Morocco started to crack down on migrants, they are now leaving from Mauritania, a longer and more perilous voyage on boats that are barely seaworthy. The Mauritanian Red Crescent estimates that so far this year, more than 1,000 have died while trying to reach Spain. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.